weeks off to ya. Welcome one and all to Not Just A Guy, the show about, by, and for struggling storytellers. I am your host, Not Just A Guy, the guy, Garrett Briones, and one of those aforementioned struggling storytellers. This is a very special episode of Not Just A Guy, mostly because if you hear that clicking in the background, I'm driving right now. Don't worry, I'm being safe. I always am. But yes, this is an incursion of multiple things in my life. I have a set day that I like to record on, and usually it is after I finish up my shift at my first job, and I ended up having two shifts today, and so I was struggling to figure out when I was going to record this week's episode, and I thought, well, I got a little bit of a lengthy drive, you know, might as well just record it on the drive, you know, keep myself company, I guess. You know, no real set topic. Well, I literally have been so busy, I didn't even know what the topic for this Not Just A Guy was going to be. Not Just A Geek is a lot easier to plan episodes out for, because it's just like, oh, what do I want to talk about this week? Oh, we'll talk about the Energon universe, which is the most recent episode of Not Just A Geek. If you want to go back and check that out, really enjoyed. That was part one. Next week will be part two. Last week I spoke about Void Rivals and Transformers. Next week I'm going to be talking about the G.I. Joe part of the Energon universe. Going to be talking about Duke and Cobra Commander. Very excited to talk about those next week. And I'm already planning, like, I already have a lot of Not Just A Geeks kind of planned out. You know, I like I said, that one's a little easier to plan out for. And it's kind of just like, oh, well, I want to talk about this story. I want to talk about this story and all those. But I think right now, when I'm thinking about Not Just A Guy, I'm thinking about how, like, I am in a weird place right now. Like, I am working a lot. I'm working a lot. You know, it's been really nice. Like, financially, I'm not having to, you know, I feel a certain level of financial stability right now. I feel really good when it comes to my finances. I'm feeling very, very confident. And I feel that way. I haven't felt that way in almost, it's been about 2 years, maybe, that I, it was maybe the last time, or about 2 years ago, where I felt that this kind of feeling. And now I'm just sort of in that spot again, where I'm feeling comfortable. I won't take it for granted like I did last time. And I know that this feeling won't last forever. That's something that just kind of ebbs and flows. But while I feel good financially and I feel stable financially, creatively, I feel very unstable. I'm human, you know, punch me, I bleed. I've really been letting myself ease up on my creative stuff, because I have been very busy with, like, work the last few weeks. And, you know, when I have a choice of when I get home or when I know I have work the next day, am I going to play Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, or am I going to sit down and write that script? And I'm trying not to beat myself up, because I did have a really good system I had going. I was really putting in some good work on this script, and I'm almost done with it. Another script related to the audio drama. It's coming along pretty well. I like where it's at, and I'm hoping that I can get it done relatively soon. But there has been a lot of, like, punting of things. Like, I have been putting off creative endeavors, but at the same time, I do feel like I am making a lot of strides in the creative side of things. I'm starting to slowly formulate what I want to do as a comic book. Like, I'm really in that mindset of trying to write a comic, so I'm thinking about that. I'm getting really close again to starting to write some shorts. I'm still working on the project that was going to be my thesis, so I'm really trying to get that written, because I want to bring it to life at some point. And I have a script that I want to shoot this year. It's just a matter of continuing to polish it and then try and figure out the logistics of when can I shoot it? Who am I going to be able to shoot it with? Like, things like that. Buddy, why are you taking up two lanes? See, this is what you get when you get the car episode. It's been incredibly, there's so much I want to do, but at the moment it feels like there's no time to do it. And that's something I'm trying to let myself understand, that that's okay. I don't need to be so hard on myself. But it's frustrating. And it goes back to something we've talked about so many times on this show about feeling rudderless or feeling like you're stuck and you're just seeing everyone else pass you. Like you're stuck in quicksand, but everybody else keeps going past it. And it's like, I have to remember, I tell myself all the time that it's a marathon, not a sprint, but it you can't ever shake that feeling like you're not doing enough. And I talked to a newer friend of mine who I hope to have him on the show soon. We talk about these things all the time, and he and I we're both in a similar place. You know, we're in different parts of our journey, but we're still in the same part where it feels like, you know, you have the capacities, you have the want and the drive, but it just feels like there's just so much, there's like a confluence of events that are just against you. Like it feels so hard to even get that start. You know, we talk, like I said, a marathon, not a sprint. It feels hard. You know, sometimes it feels like you can't even get your place in the marathon. You know, it feels like you can't get your number. And I know for me, the audio drama has been my escape from that feeling. And it's creatively fulfilled me. But the thing is, like, now even that, the production on that has stalled. I keep talking about that. Like, it is completely stalled, and it's because, you know, I'm kind of working on it, you know, on the production side. It's just me, and I'm trying to, and I'll be honest, like I'm completely lost and overwhelmed. You know, I'm trying to arrange what recording times work best for people between my two jobs, and I still have so many roles I have to cast in it, and I have it, and I have no idea, and I almost don't even want to think about, like, I know I've been actively avoiding that part of the process because I'm running out of people that I can just rely on, so then I'm going to have to rely on and reach out to other people, and sometimes that scares me. It does scare me sometimes to let people into my creative processes. Like, I'm fully honest about that, and I own up to it, and I know that that's a weakness of mine, and it's something that I need to work on, because it's not even like I don't want to open up to people. It's just right now, I feel like creatively, I'm in a very vulnerable place. Like, I feel like I'm fighting from underneath, and I'm so struggling to bring things to life that I'm, like, I'm shielding them and cocooning them and making sure they're so incredibly fine-tuned, and I have to get past that, and I know it's something I have to get past, but it's hard. It's so much easier said than done, because it does feel like the odds are stacked up against me. And I know every creative, every storyteller, every artist probably feels that way. But, you know, for me, it's just like I know who's in my corner. But at a point there, you know, and I don't mean to, I am happy to have support, and I'm lucky and I'm grateful to have that support. But sometimes you want people that are going to be in the same, you know, in the trenches with you. And not that those people aren't, but it's like, you know, if we want to make like a war analogy, they're like the people giving you support and love back home. And you want more people in the trenches that are fighting to make these things with you. And I'll be honest, I don't think I have many. I have maybe 4 or 5 people that I can think of that want to actively work on these projects with me. That's not to take shots at anybody or make any, you know, it's just, I feel I'm still trying to find my trusted collaborators. I think that's the biggest thing, is like, I still feel like it's on me. And I urge anybody, if you're at film school listening to this, if you are making videos with your friends online, if you got a job and you're making, you know, and you're working on product, like things like that, always remember to keep in touch with your network. This is something else I talked with my friend about. It is so easy to fall out of touch with your network. It is incredibly easy. You can do it without even trying to, because yes, we all have lives, but we are all bonded by this want and need to tell stories. And it's important to keep the people around you that want to do the same thing, that want to have their stories told and help others make their stories. It is very important to keep those relationships nurtured. Do not take them for granted. Do not let them just wither away, or not even wither away, but just kind of not even think about it, but passively separate. It is very important to keep those and protect them, because you realize very quickly that you become an island unto yourself, that you don't have that person you can reach out to. You don't have that, you know, whether it's this person can provide equipment, they can be on the set, they can help you with planning, they can help you with notes even, or they can give you advice. You realize so quickly how you can lose those people in a second if you aren't trying to keep that around. And I think that that's kind of the best way to describe how I feel right now. I feel like an island unto myself. I have people I'm working with and that I want to continue to work with, and I want to work with on other projects, but I feel like I'm just out in the ether, in that I'm, you know, maybe I let too many relationships wither away or just haven't nurtured them enough, that I'm not someone that people reach out to when they need help on projects, or I'm not anyone's first choice for a project. And that's something I can live with that, you know, but it just does bum you out when that phone isn't ringing, or that email is empty, or those texts, you know, there's none waiting for you. But I think that's maybe why I take on so much responsibility and so much work on my own projects now, is because I feel like I don't have anyone else I can reach out to when it comes to some of those other things. I know what I do have and who I have, so I almost don't want to reach out, because I'm like, there's no one else really out there, and that bums me out. But it's most likely a product of my own making. It's, you know, the hen's coming home to roost. Is that the saying? I hope that's the saying. And even now, you know, it's just like, I really, really enjoy both of my jobs that I have right now. They both fulfill something different in me. The people I work with are great. And like I said, having both has led to a level of financial stability I haven't felt since like the end of 2022. I would even say like the last 3/4 of 2022, towards the end of 2022, I really didn't feel any financial stability. And last year was, you know, to be honest, I've talked about it, last year was a struggle creatively. I couldn't focus creatively last year because I was so financially burdened and so stressed out about finances. And I just could not even comprehend, you know, I was able to tell some stories, but I did work that probably would have in the past taken me a couple weeks to a month. It took me months and months and months and months because I was just, I didn't even want to think about them. And so now the biggest thing I'm struggling with is time. Time is not even time in the sense of like, I have to make it by a certain point. I have to get this work done by a certain point. It's just finding time. You very quickly learn the limitations of the human body. The human body can only be put through so much. I've never liked when people brag about, oh, I only got 4 hours of sleep. Like they say something like that, and you think like they want sympathy, but they're kind of like bragging about it. I try to get as much sleep as I can. I try and stay healthy to an extent. I try to be fit to an extent. And, you know, when you're trying to work out and go to one job and go to the other job, and you're working 7 days a week, you know, my hat is off to anybody who has been working 7 days a week for years. In the past, I've been used to working 4 to 5 days a week, either 5 days straight, or like work these 3 days, a day off, work a fourth day, 2 days off, and then back to those 3 days. You know, I'm used to, that's the schedule I'm used to. It just has always been that way. That's just what I'm comfortable with. That's what works best for me. So having to go to a point where I'm working 7 days a week, and occasionally maybe I get a day, I'll have a day off, right? I think since I started working two jobs, I maybe have had two, three days maybe where I haven't had to worry about working to some extent. Because even if bare minimum, I work like 3 hours at one of my jobs, still have to take into account, okay, well, it takes me about 25 to 30 minutes to get there, and then 25 to 30 minutes to get back. And that the drive, you know, I'm used to long drives, you know, but I am probably discounting the effect that that's having on my body. And, you know, when it's a day where you wake up, even in today's case, I didn't go and work out because I had just been working late, you know, not late, but I've been working nights the last 3 days. So I just told myself I will go to the gym tomorrow when I'm only working at one job. I literally can't, because I knew it was I physically could have gone and done it. My body feels fine right now. I feel well rested, but like my body wise, but I more so had to make the decision out of a mental state of view. Or mental point of view, because I was like, you're going to have to, if you go and work out, that's an hour, you're going to come home, shower, you know, have a little bit of time, have like an hour and then you got to go drive about 25, 30 minutes, work, get to work, work for 3 hours or so, then leave, drive 25 to 30-ish minutes to get home, and then have like 50 minutes at home. And then, okay, then you're going to have about like a 45-minute drive. You're going to work for 6 hours. I mean, 30 of that being lunch. I'm going to have to get back on the road. It'll be later. So maybe 30, 35-minute drive home. And it like just thinking about that, you know, I woke up at my normal time at 6:30. I usually wake up at 6:30 on days I go to work out. So I have a little extra time, but I just thought about that. And I was like, holy crud, like I can't do this to my body. Like I'm going to be so tired by the time I have to, you know, by the time I get to my second shift, essentially. And I think you need to remember that you need to, in the pursuit of anything, you have to have time to recoup and heal and recover mentally, physically, spiritually, if that's something you believe, you know, financially. There's so many ways you need to let yourself recover you need to have the point where you have to turn yourself off every now and then. You have to turn your brain off, give it a break. Hey, buddy, go outside for a smoke, you know? I'm telling your brain that, not you. Don't go out for a smoke. I mean, hey, you do whatever you want, but I don't. I'm straight edge. But it's such a. I just feel so tired right now, and it bums me out. But I'm trying to say it is okay that it is okay. I have come to the realization that it is okay that I'm bummed out. You know, I so incredibly want to do so many things, but it is just not the time right now for me to do those things. You know, I want to finish this script that I've been working on, but right now it's just not the time. I know I will have time to work on it, but it's just not right now. It's just not the time. I even know that like tomorrow I can work on it. The day after I can work on it. The day after that I can work on it if I want. But I have to remember that this work that I'm putting in now, it may not be related to my field, but it is getting me to that goal and the dream, you know? It is affording me the free time to, you know, because this is keeping the, you know, paying the bills, I don't have to stress about that. And I just have to remember to carve out time for my work. And I will get there. I know it's just a busy time right now. But the whole message I'm trying to say is that it is okay to be overwhelmed. It is okay to not always get to that creative part of yourself. That's something I had to learn. And it doesn't make you a failure because you aren't always getting to it, you know? I hope that this show shows, you know, I want to highlight so many different artists and so many different storytellers because there is no one way to do this. And it is just, I don't know. Sometimes I get worried that maybe the show just goes in circles because I don't always have something going on creatively. But it is, not everybody has something always going on. Like that's just impossible. I mean, you can't always have something. And so I've had to tell myself that. I've had to remind myself that it is okay that I don't have any set time that I have to make anything in, but it is getting harder. I can say that, you know, it is hard sometimes to make a tangible idea of how things are going to go, or like it feels more and more unrealistic. I will be honest, like some days feel where it just feels more unrealistic that anything ever happened. But then I remember that there's a reason why I call myself the guy. It is a calling card. It is a call to arms. It is a way to push and motivate myself because I don't want to just be a guy. That's what gets me through it is I want to be remembered as someone who pushed through adversity to get their art made and get their stories told, that this is what I'm meant for. It's what I was made for. It's what I was put on here, this earth, to do, because that's what I believe in my heart of hearts, is that I am meant for more. And I hope that doesn't come off conceited. I hope that it's because I want other people to, I share all this because I want other people to feel the same way, that I want you to know that you are here for a reason. Everything you do is true to you, and that you can be the person in when it comes to writing books. You can be the author that people think about when it comes to a certain genre. You can be the actor that everyone is excited to see. That you are the best version of yourself. That is what it means for me when I say I am not just a guy. I am the guy. I am the guy, Garrett Briones, because I am not only going to be the best version of Garrett Briones, I want to be the person that people are excited to engage with art from, and that excites them, and that maybe inspires them. I'm not doing this because I need to inspire people. I just hope that people can just see that at the end of the day, I'm just someone who's trying. And I want to wear that on my sleeve, like a badge of honor, that I am struggling. That we all are struggling in some way, shape, or form. Even the person that you think is the most perfect person on the planet, whether it's just by their actions or by what they post on social media, they are struggling with something too. We are all struggling with something. I talked to my friend about this all day when we're when we're working. It is hard. It is not even just the film industry. Life is just hard. Okay. Well, right now, everything is hard. Everything costs so much. It is hard to make a living. It is hard to comprehend what your future is going to be and how you're going to make it. I like to be open about these things, and I like to bring on people that are hopefully as equally or, you know, close to being open about these things, because I think it's important to share, because we need to take off the rose-tinted glasses. We need to I want people that are getting into this and into this industry to know, like, this is not easy. It is not just not even just the film industry, just being a storyteller in general, making money from your art, making a living off your art, gaining any notoriety from your art, it is not easy. You think about the people that you just understand to be famous or renowned or important, and we know them because we're seeing them off the fruits of their labor. Well, you know, we're seeing the fruits of their labor, we're seeing them off the back end of all this tremendous hard work that they put in, that they are still putting in. And I want, for me, this show is to get rid of all of that, to show you that maybe I make it, maybe I don't, you know, but whether I make it or I don't, I want you to have this show to listen to and to see where I went wrong, where I went right, what might work for you, what might not work for you. Bring on guests, see what worked for them, what isn't working for them, so that we can all just be open and honest, that this is not some walk in the park, and that being an artist is a path of uncertainty. You never know the stories you're going to tell. You never know how people are going to respond to those stories. You never know how you're going to get those stories told. And you never know the challenges that are going to arise as you are trying to tell them. But I hope that as this show keeps going, even if it ever seems aimless or rudderless, that you see that I am trying my damnedest. I am putting in effort. And I am also, I'm also being lazy. I'm also being relaxed and choosing to rest and recover, because at the end of the day, I am a human. I am a person. And we have to remember that our pursuits of what we want can't always supersede what we need in the moment, whether it's rest or we just need time with our family, we need time with our friends, we need food, we need all these different things. We need to go for a walk. That we find a balance between the wants and the needs, the creative wants, the creative needs. We find all the balance that we need. I think right now I am struggling with the balance. And I know in a couple months that something will happen, that something's going to happen where I will have the ability to balance things a lot better. And then that will come with its own challenges. You know, I may be trading in financial stability with this creative stability, where I will have my free time to do, you know, write all these scripts, but may not have as much money. You know, I may only have one job at the time, so I have to think like, okay, well, I have to cut back on these things. I can't do as much of this stuff. Maybe less of this, more of that, things like that. You know, cutting corn, you know, cutting costs, things like that. And so, I hope what you've gained from this episode is that, Much like what I'm doing right now, I am on the road, I am on this path, and I know what the destination is, but any time it can change, you know? I could get a detour because, you know, unfortunately, maybe someone had an accident. They could be doing construction. So that is a detour. That slows me down, forces me to take my time and, you know, merge in with these other cars who are also on their own paths and have their own destinations. And now they're coming into contact with my, you know, we're merging into the same lane. So now we're kind of coming into contact on the, you know, in a way that maybe we wouldn't have if we didn't take this time to slow down. Am I trying to tie all this into me being in the car? Yes, I am. If it's working, then maybe we'll do more car ones. But see, even this was a roadblock. I was so busy with work on the weekend that yeah, I got hit like in my, like I had like a brain blast where I was like, holy crap, I just realized I have no time on Monday to record at all. So I was like, well, I mean, I do have these car rides where, yes, I usually listen to just like a podcast, but sometimes I just kind of talk out loud. Usually I'm talking about like ideas related to a script or something. But today I was like, well, wait, why don't I just make the best of this? Why don't I use this time to really have a chance to just kind of sit with my thoughts and see where I'm at on everything? And I mean, yeah, I give a little bit, but if you want to know where I'm at creatively with things, my audio drama, again, production itself has stalled. So while that is stalled, I've been writing some additional scripts for a future installment. I'm close-ish to finishing one. I'm like 3/5 of the way there, I think. Maybe 4/5. About like 30 pages in on it. I would like it to be 50 pages. No more. It might go over that. I never want, in its current form, I don't want them to go over 60. So I'm working on that. I have some cool stuff. I'm working with another new friend. He is working on music for this show as well as music and soundscape stuff for the audio drama. So that's actually, I said it was production completely paused. I'm kind of like in every form of production. I'm already kind of, we're building some post. We're doing some pre on the next volume, where we're still in production on the first volume. We're working on it. And like I said, I do have an idea for a comic. One of my friends and mentors, Jonathan London, is currently entrenched in that realm right now. And so he's been giving me pointers. He's been offering me some stuff to look at. And it started to make me realize, like, you know what? I do want to write a comic. But see, that is a format that does scare me. I have to learn how to write in that format because I'm so used to writing, like, essays or writing scripts, like film or audio drama scripts. Like, the audio drama script format I have pretty much down now. Comics is a whole different medium, a whole different way of visually telling stories and writing in different ways to allow your contributors to see what you are trying to see. And, you know, they come up with how they interpret that, and it's a little daunting. Anytime I look at a comic book strip script, not a comic book strip, a comic book script, there we go, I'm always very daunted by it. I'm always very like, man, I really have to study these things, and I have some videos I'm going to study on it. I have some scripts, some comic book scripts I'm going to read. And yeah, and I am working on in my head, like I said, I've had a script for a while of what I want to do. Next is my next short film. I plan on doing that this year. I would love to do it this year. That's what I'm trying my damnedest to get to happen, is to have it work this year. And then I am going to retool the script for the project that was going to be my thesis. I think I have a new in on it. I think I have like a new way into the story, new way into the script itself to set it apart from some things that other people have seen. And I want it to be the truest version. You know, I'm not worrying about rules of script writing I learned in college. Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write this how I want to write it. And I think that will bring about the truest form of that script that has come to pass so far. I have a lot of new ideas in between the last few years when I originally wrote it, some things surviving from earlier drafts, some things being taken out from earlier drafts. But I'm very, I am creatively excited. I just need to get, once I can figure out my schedule, I think a lot of creative work is going to get done on my part. I think I have a lot of work that I'm actively excited to do and to realize. It's just right now, I need to realize and remember I'm at a place where things are really hard right now, really busy, and I'm stretched a little thin. But it is okay to recoup and rest and recover so that when I am no longer being stretched thin, when I have my full capacities, I can just knock some stuff out of the park. And I'm fully aware that that maybe sounds kind of conceited, but I believe in myself. And I believe that I'm getting to a good place where I'm going to reach a new form. This isn't even my final form, brother man. I'm going to reach a form where I can get this stuff out consistently and where I become a better version of myself. And that's one last thing is I value every job I've ever worked. Whatever it is, no matter how disconnected from my industry it is, I value every single job I've ever worked. The two I'm working right now have given me new life experiences, introduced me to people with different life experiences, and just allowed me to, every job is a new opportunity to meet new people and learn new things and see how different things are run and just have these experiences that you otherwise wouldn't have had. And so both of my jobs right now are affording me very different life experiences and giving me new perspectives. And so that's always, and I think that goes straight into my art. And I truly believe that. In the same way that like life struggles inform your art, I think that things like your job, you know, your 9-to-5, you know, things like that, the things that you're doing and you're putting, because I never phone in any job that I ever have. I don't care that it's not related to my industry. I will never, ever, ever phone in any kind of work I do because that doesn't speak to me. That doesn't speak to me as a person, and I don't want that to ever reflect my character. I put an equal amount of effort, and through that effort, you get these new experiences and these new things that you can add. They're new tools on the tool belt. You know, that they will continue to inform not only your art, but it will also inform your life and how you carry yourself through the world and how you hold yourself and you interact with others. So the two jobs have been a great help to me as a person, as a man, and as a storyteller. So as I inch closer and closer to work, I still have a little bit of time and space, but I think I'm going to start to wind down around here. This has been a very fun episode. Hopefully if the audio doesn't sound too poo-poo, maybe in the future I'll do it again from this way, especially if the time means I have to. Next week's Not Just A Geek. We'll be back to the quote-unquote studio, which just means my bedroom. That will be back to the standard crisp audio you expect. Be on the lookout fairly soon. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not going to put a date on it, but we will have, like I said, some music. We're going to enter a new era for NJAG. I'm hoping to eventually bring back video when I'm comfortable and when I'm at a good place and I can make that something consistent, put in good work on that. But I feel good about where we are right now in NJAG. And I would feel really better if you could please, you know, share it with your friends, leave us reviews on whatever your favorite podcatcher is. Apple, you know, podcasts would really help as well. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. You know, give us all the good feedback. Give us all the bad feedback. I want to know what's working, what's not working. I want to hear from you, but I just want to know what is this show to you? What is it? Is it helping? Is there more I could be doing? Just let me know. Please share it. I want to grow this show. I want to have on bigger guests. I want to have on. I mean, every guest that I bring on is equally valid, but I want to have more. I would say I want to have a bigger catalog of guests. I want to have more outreach. Right now, it is very much tied to my circle of friends, peers, but I want to expand it. I want to have a bigger reach is more what I mean. But now more than ever, I want to make this show something special, because to me, it means a lot, and I hope it means a lot to other people as well. You can follow what is going on with the show, as well as other Not Just A Guy Productions at NJAGPROD. That is on Instagram, that is on Twitter, that is on TikTok. On Instagram, if you want, you can follow me at Garrett Briones, GARRETTBRIONES. Twitter, at Garrett S. Briones. Threads, Garrett Briones. I think I maybe have like a TikTok. I don't know if it's Garrett S. or I think it's just Garrett. I think Twitter is the only one right. There's an S, which is my middle initial, because I couldn't get Garrett Briones. But yes, you can check out the the ongoings of NJAG as a whole, the podcast and everything else, on those socials. You know, I always, hopefully there'll be some updates regarding the audio drama on that, on those very social places. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of Not Just A Guy. I'm your host, Not Just A Guy, the guy, Garrett Briones, and I'll talk at you next time.
This has been a Not Just A Guy production.